Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Bridge of Hope. Ezekiel 34, verse 26. I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing. I will cause showers. I will cause showers to come down in their season. They will be showers of blessings. Amen? I was going to start with that, and I guess I did. But then I walked in this morning to prayer and I heard Apostle Zach say joy. C.S. Lewis says, joy is the serious business of heaven. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So could we stand and worship under His showers of blessings and be filled with His joy and His peace? offering. There's a familiar story in Luke chapter 15 about the lost sheep. Now the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him. Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. So here's Jesus doing what he does. And he's facing attitudes and opinions. People of very different mindsets. How do you bridge that gap? So he told him this parable, saying, "What man among you?" And here's how he made that connection. Because all the men among him, they understood the principle of a shepherd, in that if a shepherd had a flock, he was responsible for each one. And if one was lost, he had to pay, unless a predator had gotten the sheep. But he had to prove it. So he talks to something that they can understand. What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? I realize part of his pursuit was because he was and is and always has been. He already paid for that sheep. He already paid the cost. And it doesn't make sense to the outsiders. Jesus leaving the 99 to find one seems irrational and senseless. Unless that one is you. I can just hear that little sheep singing that song, "Hallelujah to the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me." Sometimes tithes and offering might not make sense in this realm, but it's a kingdom principle. Amen. So can we continue to praise and worship in our tithes and offerings? You can give three ways. Online, alaskabridgeofhope.com. There's boxes in the back. You can make a check out to Bridge of Hope. In this next song, there's a basket up here. But just be free to do as the Lord leads you. Amen. Bible.